So, Christ the King Sunday. On Christ the King Sunday, we have to ask ourselves, does Christ rule our lives? Does Christ rule our lives? And with this scene of Jesus before Pilate right in front of us, we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean to follow Christ rather than the rulers of this age, the Pilates and the Caesars? And then finally, we have to ask ourselves, what difference does it make? What difference does it make for us, for our lives, and for the lives of this world? Well, the context in both our gospel text today and the lesson from the book of Revelation is that people are being persecuted. So first, in John's gospel account, Jerusalem and the surrounding lands are under Roman occupation. So that means the Jews are forced to pay taxes to this foreign emperor and also to swear their allegiances to this foreign emperor, who, by the way, claims divinity. So the Caesar claimed to be divine. Well, then that was in the gospel text. Now in the book of Revelation, we have John the seer, who, by the way, knows something about persecution because he's in exile on the island of Patmos. And he's writing, as we heard about last week, he's writing to comfort and strengthen Christians who are being persecuted. They're being horribly persecuted. So in this context, to confess Jesus as King or Lord or Son of God, because these were titles that Caesar wanted to claim for himself, by the way. So to use King and Lord and Son of God, and then also further to confess Jesus as the Messiah, as the Anointed One, this could result in your arrest and torture and death. You could be thrown to the lions. So to proclaim Christ as King, this is a very subversive and dangerous confession. Well, that was the context then. What about today? What about our context today? What does it mean to be here in Concord? So we're at the end of the church year. We're getting close to the end of a calendar year, almost 2013. What does it mean for us today to say that Christ is King? So, of course, we here in America have never had kings and queens and lords and ladies. We know that the pilgrims from Europe came here specifically to escape political and religious structures that were imposed by kings and queens. And then let's not forget there was actually somebody in America before us, and the Native Americans, they didn't have such a governing system either. They didn't. They had chiefs, but it was a more egalitarian society. So what about our time and place? Maybe we should call this, how about Christ the President Sunday? Doesn't have much pop, does it? No, okay. Does not work because none of us would be under threat of death if we didn't vote for the president or if we didn't follow a particular president or spoke against our particular president. All right, so that one doesn't work, but we need something really good. So I was thinking about this. Christ the Black Friday Sunday. Okay, are you following me there? Would that get us thinking about where our allegiances lie? You know, maybe expose our culture's true focus of worship? I don't know how many folks, maybe there's a survey somewhere that says how many Christians go to service on Thanksgiving Eve or day versus, you know, participates in Black Friday. But maybe that would be too subversive and dangerous to think about. So what exactly are we confessing today? And as Christians, every day. Does Christ rule our lives? How do we follow Christ over the rulers of this age? And what difference does it make? What difference does it really make for us and for the world? My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus tells Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world. And that is exactly what Pilate and Jesus' own disciples do not understand. So, of course, the people had long believed, the Israelites had believed, that a Messiah would come who would be this mighty warrior king who would defeat the bad guys. And there were a lot of bad guys, everyone from Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar and now Caesar. Generation after generation, they're waiting for this king who's going to defeat the bad guys and free the good guys. So, you know, that's what we're talking about, right? When we're talking about kings, now that's a king. Because, see, when our side wins, that king is going to be on our side, and therefore we get to become the privileged ones, and then we get to lord it over the losing side. That's how it works. And even Jesus' disciples thought that, you know, they would get top positions in the administration of President Jesus. Are we happy to have Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, as some Christians use that phrase? Does it mean we're the winners? Does that make us the good guys because we're saved? And so then we get to lord it over the bad guys who aren't saved? My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus says. My kingdom is not of this world. God's reign looks nothing like the reign of earthly rulers, nothing like what we would expect. Jesus, for example, does not allow his disciples to use violence to prevent him from being arrested in Gethsemane, which has now brought him before Pilate. And Jesus doesn't defend truth in the face of Pilate's accusations. Jesus stands before Pilate as truth. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, Jesus said, to testify to the truth. To testify to God's truth. And the truth is that God is love. And love doesn't retaliate. And love is not violent. God's love is self-giving, life-giving, unending. God's truth is love enfleshed. Love enfleshed. Jesus, the Christ. God's truth is love enfleshed. Love enfleshed is what we celebrate today, and as Christians, every day. Love enfleshed is what we give thanks for on this subversive, how about this, Christ the scapegoated political prisoner Sunday. Or maybe this shocking Christ the servant king Sunday. Or maybe this glorious love rules over death Sunday. If we're going to call Christ the King and say that Christ rules over our hearts and lives, let's be really clear on what that means. Love and forgiveness and mercy are what rule in Christ's reign. And that love and forgiveness and mercy are for us and for all people, always. So, on this subversive and dangerous day, let us confess that Christ is in fact the ruler of our hearts and lives. And let's recommit to following Christ over the rulers of this age. Maybe it's false prophets, maybe it's unjust systems, maybe it's those palatial shopping malls that are vying for our allegiance, particularly this time of year. The difference it makes, and it does make a difference, the difference that it makes for us and for the life of the world is that God's truth, love enfleshed, will now reign here on earth as well as in heaven. God's truth of love in flesh will rule now, not just in heaven someday, but today. And grace and mercy and forgiveness and peace will rule, even here on earth. The peace of the one who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen.